Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Poker Royals on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects, live from Poker Royals, 9371 Richmond Avenue. Lots of stuff going on right now, and joining us live on the show, as he does every week at this time, from footballguys.com, it's co-owner Sigmund Bloom. Sigmund, welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Let's get it on. You know, it's finally
right
here. We don't have to speculate anymore. We can find out whether we're right or wrong and move on.
Now, all of your hard work that you do in the offseason, it all comes down to this, right?
Kind of. I mean, one of the things I want to stress to people out there, if you didn't like your draft, or you drafted Le'Veon Bell, or you drafted Jerick McKinnon, and you're scrambling now, the league is won and lost not in the draft, but in how you manage your team, in your waiver wire pickups, and your lineup decisions, and the trades that you make. And if anything, maybe that extra focus that you have through the first few weeks, because the most important thing now is in these first few weeks, sorting through what the new reality is, these things that surprise us, but are a sign that this is how it's going to be, and what are the flukes or the things that we need to chalk up to matchups and things like that. The people who react correctly to the new changes the quickest are often the ones that win the league.
All right, so give the folks out there like myself that missed their draft, they got an auto draft, so they maybe got one good running back, and they need a sleeper, a guy that might be able to take over 2 or 3 weeks into the season or down the line that could end up saving their season for them. You got a guy on the list that they could people can scour their waiver wire for?
Well, you know, obviously, if James Conner wasn't drafted in your league and you drafted, say, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Conner would be atop that list. Otherwise, Jeremy Hill's interesting, maybe as the LeGarrette Blount role in New England. You know, their backfield is banged up. He would be someone I'd be looking at right now. And otherwise, you know, the pickings are pretty slim. You're looking for possibly injuries. Maybe we'll look for one of Jordan Wilkins or Christian Michael in Indy, but they have a tough matchup against Cincinnati. So Hill and Connor, of course, would be the answers.
All right, very good. Let's get some let's go to the phones first. We always get our phone folks on first. Trevor has a question for you. Trevor, go ahead.
Hey, real quick, Sigmund. What do you think about starting Tyler Eifert first week versus that Colts defense? And what do you think about the Falcons defense tonight against Philly with all the injuries that Philly has on offense?
Yeah. Falcons D is fine if you have to go to pick someone up with Nick Foles in there. And then Eifert, if you got him, sure you're going to play him. He's healthy. It's a good matchup. Indy has maybe the worst linebackers in the league. Andy Dalton looked great in the preseason. Eifert actually played, got hit, and got up.
All right, Nestor. Nestor has a question for Sigmund. Go ahead, Nestor.
All right, real quick, man. I have to drop one of these guys to pick up a kicker. I got Dotson, Crowder, or Ross. Who would you drop?
I would drop Josh Doxson. I think he's more of a role player in Washington's offense. He might have a tough matchup this week, might draw a lot of Patrick Peterson. He's the one I drop.
All right, question from Twitter. Do I start Deshaun Watson against the Patriots with that shaky O-line or Matt Stafford against the Jets?
No, I'd still go with Watson. Well, look, Stafford's the safe play, and I understand if you want to go to safety, Stafford is that play, but Watson's offensive line was just as bad last year. So that doesn't worry me. I think you're going to see a shootout, and you're going to see one of the high scores of the week by Watson.
Very good. All right, good to the text line. 2 running back spots, 4 running backs to choose from. Deion Lewis, Rashad Penny, Bilal Powell, or Darren Sproles. Need 2 of those.
Deion Lewis is one for sure. I think that he matches up well in the passing game, and they're going to use him in the passing game, Tennessee, with the new offensive coordinator. And then the other one, I'd probably go with Bilal Powell. Powell and Isaiah Crowell are going to split the work. I'm not optimistic about the Jets' offense, but I'm less optimistic about Penny, and I think tonight Darren Sproles is maybe touching the ball six or seven times.
All right, two flex spots, four wide receivers to choose from, Jarvis Landry, Sammy Watkins, Tyler Boyd, and Kiki Coutee.
Well, I think QT's time is going to come, but not yet, because he was injured in the preseason. Landry's got to be in there, and I'd go with Watkins over Boyd. I think we're going to be pretty excited at what we see in Kansas City's offense. Boyd should play a pretty big role in Indy, and he's a good week one sleeper, but I would go with Landry and Watkins.
All right, let's keep it rolling on the text line. Somebody had a question, Mariota or Derek Carr? That was from Titan Hugo.
Oh, man. Derek Carr's got to face that new look. Well, dude, I'm just thinking about Derek Carr facing Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald. I'm just feeling bad for him. So that's enough for me to say. Marcus Mariota did not look good in the preseason, but I'll still start him over Carr this week.
All right, Rex Burkhead or Lamar Miller?
There's some talk that Burkhead's going to have to be eased in because of that knee issue. So that's enough for me to say go with Lamar Miller because we know that he basically owns the Houston backfield right now.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, I suggest you call. The text line is full, 713-780-3776. Do like Dave did and call the show. Dave has a question. Dave, what's up?
Yeah, I got a PPR league. I have I got a third receiver spot, Mohamed Sanu, John Brown, or Kendall Wright.
Well, first, Kendall Wright, you can go ahead and cut because that's what Minnesota did. Maybe Kendall Wright will get picked up by somebody after week one when the veteran contracts aren't guaranteed. I'd go with John Brown. He's healthy. Buffalo has a big vulnerability in their secondary. Brown and Flacco were great in the preseason in camp.
All right, Sigma, do you trust Doug Baldwin this week?
No. And honestly, it's not so much the knee as much because he is practicing in full, so that's a good sign. It's because he's going to face Chris Harris, the best corner, one of the best corners, the best slot corner in the league. And I just think Seattle's going to have a rough time of it in Denver this week.
All right, very good. Back to the text line. Zach Ertz or James White for a flex position?
I'll go with Ertz. We know that Foles is going to lean on him tonight and probably will be the leading receiver for the Eagles.
I think you talked about this a little bit, but I'll ask it anyways. With Le'Veon Bell out this week, James Conner or Chris Hogan at the flex position in a PPR league?
In a PPR league, I'd probably still stick with Hogan just because he's the number one wide receiver right now for the Patriots, and that's always a good position to be in. But Connor is in my top 15 running backs, and the offensive line, the quality of the Steelers' offense, I think Connor is a really nice play. I won't talk anybody out of playing him.
All right, back to the phone lines we go. Mike. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got a flex PPR looking at Kenny Stills or Cohen.
You go with Kenny Stills. He's the number one receiver right now. Devontae Parker's out. Tennessee's edge rushers are banged up, so Ryan Tannehill should have time to throw downfield with the Steelers.
All right, back to the phone lines. Ben, what's up, Ben? What's your question for Sigmund Bloom?
Hi, I got a quarterback question. You got a Deshaun Watson or a Ben Roethlisberger?
You'll go with Watson. Roethlisberger's on the road, which can sometimes be trouble for him. And I just until I see Deshaun Watson look ordinary, I'm going to keep playing him.
That blows my mind, Sigmund. I'm not going to lie to you. Knowing that Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, a perennial top five quarterback his entire career, and to hear you pick Deshaun Watson, you know, I mean, being a Texas fan and us being here in Houston, it's a little mind-blowing to hear that Deshaun Watson could be a viable or better fantasy option than Ben Roethlisberger.
He was a better fantasy option than any other fantasy quarterback last year when he played. I know
That's
that
wild.
There's some prediction that he'll come back to the mean a little bit, but Roethlisberger sometimes lays an egg on the road. And I just think the upside, what was the score when Houston and New England played last year? 35-33, something like that. I see a similar game in store.
All right. Speaking of quarterbacks, somebody has three. They need to start one. Trubisky, Mahomes, or Garoppolo?
Give me Mahomes here. And I know that there could be some – Mahomes could have one of those three touchdowns, three interceptions kind of games. So maybe if you get minus three per interception, you might want to go away from him. But Kansas City's defense is so bad. And that means Mahomes is going to have to open it up to keep up.
Do you believe in Mahomes this year as a fantasy option?
Yes. As a fantasy option, yes. Because I think that they will let him throw 20 or 25 interceptions to work out the kinks. But He's got Kelce and Watkins and Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt and a good offensive line and Andy Reid putting things together and a defense that's going to get him into shoot. It's going to be just like Texas Tech. So whether he's playing well, making a lot of mistakes or not, the numbers are going to be there.
All right, we got time for a couple more calls, and then we're going to wrap it up. Jamal, what's your question? Make it quick.
Hard Knocks has me really believing in Antonio Callaway. Should I be wasting a roster spot on him?
Not necessarily. I'm not going to talk you out of that. I mean, he's going to split time with Josh Gordon. So I think fantasy football is about those hunches. And I'm not going to say you're making a big mistake seeing how Callaway looks week one and then drop him if he doesn't look good.
All right, Lawrence, what's your question? Make it quick.
Hey, what's going on? Is there a Cowboy receiver worth starting, or do we wait?
No, there's no one worth starting. You wait. If you had to pick one this week, I'd say Cole Beasley.
All right, last call, and then we got to wrap it up. John, what's your question for Sigmund Bloom?
Who to start on the flex? Would it be Will Fuller, Deion Lewis, or Duke Johnson?
I'll go with Will Fuller, probably facing the weaker corner of the two in New England with Sean Watson airing it out.
Once again, Sigmund Bloom comes in and does it all clutch like he's been doing for years with us. Sigmund, how can the folks get a hold of you? Tell them about footballguys.com and why they need to get there to help them with their fantasy lineups.
We've got the lineup and waiver wire dominators that you get our collective brain power helping you through apps. Of course, you can subscribe. We've got a free message board. I answer questions there every Sunday morning. We've got our show, The Audible, free 9 episodes a week. We've got a free news wire. We just obsess about football, and we like for people to join us to feel that way.
Yeah, at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter. And I tell you what, if I haven't used the lineup dominator because I just use you, but I know there's tons of questions that come up. And, man, if it's anything like the Draft Dominator app, you guys need to get on that because that was spectacular. So, Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. Sigmund, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, bud. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. Sigmund Bloom, he joins us every Thursday at 2:30. Put it on your schedule. Make it a must-listen, especially if you got questions going into the Thursday night game. All right, a lot more to get to, including this minor league baseball team in Madison, Alabama. You're not going to want to miss this. They had 10 names to choose from, and the name that they went with, kind of weird, as you can imagine. All right, a lot more Usual Suspects right after this. ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.